We are going to ask that the Lord will release ministry spirits to minister through the message all over the world. Let the Lord release angels to walk with this message. To walk with these messages wherever they enter. Let the power of the Lord walk with it. Let the power of God walk with it. Let the power of God walk with it. Malego rabashata yanamos. Malego borobo shikala barabadaba yanados. Elima kaya dabala godogorodos. Elekete malika rabadaba shante keledos. Eli emakaba sente limayanda. Reke de balado. Sheta lata. Labo shiganda lanamo. Begin to beckon on the Holy Spirit to move with the message. Let the wind of the Spirit blow through the message into the ends of the earth. Into the ends of the earth. Bayo shagada. Leke dago shadagade. Leka dadeka. Dade shakadeka. Eleka yadeshina. Let the angel of the Lord come. Work with the message. Deliver the message to nations in the Spirit. Let the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the living Christ, impress into hearts salvation. Impress deliverance into lives throughout the nations that listen to the messages. That wherever the message will enter, lives will be changed. Leka date dadeka. Leka date saya dadeka ya dadesha. Leka barika taka ya taka da 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 ga yira. Leka tupura taka. Aye 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 aye. Leka ya usha ila. Leka ya da 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 da. Leka da. Aye ya aye ya aye ya aye ya. Leka de shaka talaga da. Breathe upon the message. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the sovereign Christ, breathe upon the message to the nations. The Yoshua Adesaya, Aye, 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 Let the Holy Spirit breathe into the message. Breathe upon the message. Breathe upon the message. Breathe upon the listeners. Breathe upon the hearers of this word. By yoke taking. That they may be doers of the word. Breathe upon everyone that listens to these messages. Beyond this place, all over the nations, in America, in Australia, in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, breathe upon the souls that are listening. Breathe upon the message. Breathe upon the message. Breathe upon the word. Breathe upon the word of life which we preach. Breathe, Holy Spirit. Breathe, Holy Spirit, with the breath of life, the breath of vivification, the breath of sanctification, the breath of holiness, the breath of restoration. Breathe upon the utterances that come forth from this pulpit. Breathe upon the utterances, Holy Spirit of truth. Bayoshida Naladabosh. Elekestele Maria Makanda. Elekestekele Maria Makazanda. Elekestekele Mantekele Moseria Makanda. Heya! 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 Aye, and do not land, Say, let the Holy Spirit breathe upon you this time around, that when the word may come, let life come. Let the word come in life. Malaysia, Malaysia, breathe, breathe, breathe upon us the breath of life, the breath of health. Help us with the breath. Hello, Luba, Luba, in Jesus' precious name of prayer. Judges chapter 11. Have your seat in the presence of God. Judges chapter 11. Judges chapter 11. This is life in the spirit. Bible said, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Judges 11 from verse 1 to 3. Judges chapter 11. If you're there, you can help us to read. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Judges 11.
1 to 3.
Now, Jephthah, Jephthah the Gilead was a mighty man of valor.
Now, Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor.
And he was the son of an harlot.
Jephthah was the son of a harlot.
And Gilead begat Jephthah.
Gilead begat Jephthah. Gilead gave birth to Jephthah. Jephthah was his son.
Verse 2. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up.
His wife bare him sons, and his sons grew up. That is the father of Jephthah. The wife of the father gave birth to sons for the father of Jephthah, and these sons grew up.
And they thrust out Jephthah.
And they pushed Jephthah out of the house. They said unto Jephthah,
thou shalt not inherit in our father's house.
You will have no inheritance in our father's house.
For thou art a son of a strange woman.
They said to Jephthah, you are the son of a strange woman. Your mother is a harlot. You will have no inheritance in our father's property.
Then Jephthah fled from his brethren.
Then Jephthah ran away from his brethren,
and
from his brothers.
Dwell in the land of Tob.
He went to live in a place called the land of Tob.
And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah.
And there were gathered valiant men, ruffians, men that can tumble other men like them. They turned to Jephthah, they became his men.
And went out with him, and it came to pass in the process of time.
The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This man went out with Jephthah. The valiant man he met in the land of Tob. What I'm speaking today is captioned in the land of Tob. In the land of Tob. That word, Tob, T-O-B, it means good. Tob itself was a city in Israel. It was a city. And there is a spiritual implication of the position of such a place. The brothers of Jephthah, they pursued him. They said, get out of our father's house. You are not a heir of our father. In the sense that his mother was a harlot. His mother was not married to the father. They said, you have no property to share with us. Go away. Jephthah left. And Jephthah went to a place called the land of Tob. Tob in itself, it means good. But the spiritual implication of Tob here is a wilderness. Is somebody following? Tob was located, or is still located, in the eastern desert of Israel. It's a type of wilderness. Jephthah was chased away from his father's house into the wilderness. He was chased away by his own brethren. In the land of Tob, I found out that anybody that God makes a general, or God has plans to make a general in his kingdom, anybody that God has plans to make useful in one thing or the other, the person often passes through the land of Tob. Somebody said the land of Tob. The land of Tob is a reality. The land of Tob is a reality. The land of Tob was located in the eastern desert of Israel. I've said it before, but in itself, it means good. The meaning of Tob. So the wilderness you may find yourself in, if you know the times and seasons of the Spirit, you can get a good out of it. You can get a good out of it. Look at verse 3. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt. He lived in the land of Tob. And there he gathered valiant men to himself, and they went out with him. Day and night, you are looking for Jephthah. You will see him with his men. Is somebody here today? Anywhere Jephthah goes, these men go with him. But while Jephthah was in the wilderness, there was problems in the city. The Ammonites were defiling the Israelites. Israel did not know anybody that will come for them, that will come to their help to defeat these Gentiles. They were looking for a man that can help them to fight. But in the wilderness, the man called Jephthah, in the land of Tob, he was preparing. He had gathered to himself valiant men. Like I said, Tob, T-O-B, it means good. In that is affliction, in that is persecution, he saw goodness in it. In his shame, he encountered glory. Israel was saying, who will help us to defeat these Gentiles, these Ammonites? They didn't know that they had a son. A son that they had rejected, that was in the bush, that was ready. In that rejection, the Lord will make you ready. The Lord will make you ready. Jephthah was in that place and he was preparing. Strategic preparation. He was preparing these men to war. He was preparing them to war. He gathered valiant men to himself. He did not go to the land of Tob and just remain idle, saying nothing is happening, so let me remain like that. No, rather he was preparing. The land of Tob is the place that situation has pressed you into. Trials have pressed you into. Men have rejected you. Women, even family like Jephthah. They were his half-brothers, but they said, you, your mother, it's not our mother, your own is the Lord, get away. His own blood brothers rejected him. In the land of Tob, he did not start strategizing how to send fire back to his brothers and destroy them. In that place, he was preparing, gathering momentum for a future assignment. And because of that, a problem was created that only him can solve. The Lord will create problems that only you can solve. In the name of Jesus, in the land of Thor, Jephthah readied himself. And they sent emissaries into that land to come and seek for solution from this young man. I know of a particular God's general, that is Reinhard Bonnke. He shared testimonies of how he pastored some of the AFM churches when he first came to South Africa. AFM means Apostolic Faith Mission, founded by John G. Lake. Many people hear of Reinhard Bonnke. They thought Reinhard Bonnke just came like one lightning and the world knew him. No. Reinhard Bonnke, when he first came to Africa, in that land, in South Africa there, he was pastoring congregations. The congregation he was pastoring was very little, to the extent that the people, he said they were not having faith. He will pray there will be no healing. He was wondering. So, in that place, Bonnke was not discouraged. He saw the future of what God was calling him to. That was his land of Thor. He engaged himself in prayers and fasting. And after some few seasons, 3 years, 2 years thereabouts, the Lord was now bringing into the limelight. And from those places, he began to torchlight nations. Maybe Bonnke, like some others, would have been discouraged to go back to Germany and say, God sent me to Africa and look at me here. I'm with just about 10%. No, he held on. Maybe there is something God called you to do and you are doing it with all your might and yet you are not seeing the result. That is a type of land of Thor. Continue building capacity. Is somebody here today? Continue what? Building capacity. Because a day will come that the emissaries will come and call you that there is a problem somewhere and only you can solve it. That is very important. In the land of Tob, many have died in that place. Died through depression. Somebody messaged me yesterday. He said he went through something that he nearly committed suicide. In the land of Tob, in the process of going through the hot fires and all of that, many people have given up. But that is not the will of God. That's not the purpose of God. The Lord said, it is he that overcometh the sin that shall wear a crown. You will not lose your crown in Jesus' name. You will not lose your crown in Jesus' name. Jephthah was in the land of Tob and he was gathering valiant men to himself. He knew what God called him for. He knew what God called him for. When I began to look into this case of Jephthah, I began to see myself. I began to see each and every one of us here too. I began to see each one that is also listening to us that is not here. The land of Tob is the place of preparation. It's as though you are standing still and nothing is happening in life. But while you are standing still, make sure that you are putting everything in place. So that when they say wrong, you will speed like lightning. The land of Tob is very real. It's very real. Many have been consumed there by wild beasts. Some have come out as shining gold. you will not lose your crown. You will not lose your crown in the name of Jesus. Jephthah was a rejected man. Before now, I know that God must have been giving Jephthah revelations and visions of what he was going to be. God would have been telling Jephthah in the bedroom, Jephthah, you are the liberator of my people. You will bring deliverance to Israel. But at the end, this was a man that was pursued by his own family. How do you reconcile the two? God is saying you'll be this. Situation is saying you are not it. How do you reconcile it? Whose report do you believe? That is it. Jephthah was not only rejected, they pushed him, said, get away from, don't even stay in this community. They chased him out of the community, not just from the father's house. Out of the community, they banished him. He went into that wilderness. There's a land of Tob for everyone. That land of Tob is a place we need to prepare. Because there is a sound of a mighty rushing wind that is coming. And if you are not prepared, you cannot go with the flow. I tell you the truth. I said the Lord began to impress this in my heart. I saw myself in a land of Tob. I am seeing every one of us here too in a land of Tob. Even the people listening to us. Are you gathering the valiant men to yourself? Are you equipping yourself? Some years ago, I was in a particular type of a land of Tob where my phone got spoiled many years ago. I didn't have money to buy. As my phone was damaged, the Lord said, this is a land of Tob. And this is what I want you to do. Marry your Bible. That was it. That season, me and Bible, day and night. Day and night. I'm sleeping, me and Bible. I wake up, Bible. Everything, Bible. And in that land of Tob, I was gathering myself. I was gathering valiant men to myself. Because I know that the time is going to come. For someone that is a minister of the gospel, there is a land of thought that the Lord will silence everything around you and tell you it is you and the Bible alone. A land of thought is a time to equip yourself with something. Something that your generation cannot deny. Is God speaking to somebody here today? As I'm seeing our brother here now, as he's playing that keyboard. The Lord has put it very clear in my spirit that he wants him to learn this now. He needs him to learn it. Because he's going to play and sing for nations to hear. So that's why this season now, you're listening and he's learning with speed. He's learning with speed. Just very few months now. So that as he's singing, he's also playing and with the Spirit of God. In that land of Tob, God will equip you with something. Something that will make your generation seek for you. I heard of somebody, he's a gospel musician today, very known. He used to sell akara. But yet he was still writing his songs, yet he was still building capacity, still serving in the ministry. Still growing, and the time came. The shout came, and alas, he went. Today he's known. The land of Tob is a place that God wants to build capacity inside everyone. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. In this land of Tob, a particular reverend messaged me, a particular pastor that was from Malawi. That was this evening before I came to church. He said, man of God, I listened to the messages, this and that. I want you to be our spiritual father. You saw the message, right? He said, I want you to be the spiritual father of our ministry. I want you to come to Malawi, this and that. And that I was smiling. That we are in the land of Tob yet. And some savour has started going and is spreading. That despite anything that comes as a challenge, you're not seeing the challenge. You are looking at what God wants you to build and develop for a time to come. He said, laying in store for ourselves a solid foundation against the time to come that we may lay hold on eternal life. Jesus, when he was born, he knew that there is an assignment for him. What you find of him every day and night, you see him in the temple. His parents carried him, they were to travel. As they were leaving Jerusalem, thereabouts, or you see they were going to Jerusalem, Jesus went out of the caravan. He went to the temple. The parents were looking for him 3 days. And they found him in the temple. So what are you doing here? He said, do you not know I'm supposed to be about my father's business? Even from that little age, he understood the seasons. He was in a type of a land of Tob, and it was beauty. 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 When the devil came, he did not need to open scriptures. Scriptures was already in his spirit. He said, have you not read? Man, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. You think because he was God in the flesh and he knew all those scriptures? No, he studied it. He studied it. The devil will talk again. You say, it is written. You shall worship no other God. It was flowing from him. He had built capacity in himself. The land of Tob is a place that you have been rejected, but in that rejection, find something. You will see that there is something the Lord is speaking that he wants to come out of you. Jephthah never knew that that place God was sending him, that they pursued him to, was the place that was going to be his rising star. I was going to make him a rising star. The entire nation looked for this man. Can we read from verse 4? And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. Are you seeing? It was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. The elders were seeking for him. If you build capacities, it's elders that will seek for you. I'm telling you. He said, see that way, man diligent in his business, he will not stand before me, men, but before kings, before elders. The elders went to fetch for him in the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our what? Captain. Come and lead us. Grown up men, timbers and calibers of the nation, they were saying, Jephthah, come and lead us, that we may fight the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did not you hate me and expel me out of my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you are in distress? It's not his time to make God. Those people that are laughed at him, it was not time for him to show some flesh, you know. He said, and the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Come and be the head of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? If I defeat these people, are you going to make me the head, the president, the governor? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us if we do not so according to thy word. That is it. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. They made him head and captain over all of them. This was the same man they had rejected. But in the wilderness, they have been hearing scores that this man is gathering soldiers. So the same person they rejected. They were hearing scores. So they needed him. Where they have rejected you, they will need you again in Jesus' name. Jephthah that was rejected now was now a sought after. He was now a sought after. Look at 12. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou hast come against me to fight in my land? Those people now that they want Jephthah to conquer, Jephthah now sent warning signal to them. Why are you disturbing my people? Because he knew his capacity. He knew the capacity he had built. Look at 13. And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came out of Egypt many, many, many years ago, from Anon even unto Jabbok and unto Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. It was now one man that was bargaining for his nation. He was the one now standing as a middleman between Israel and Ammon, telling Ammon that if, look at this, look at from verse 14 down. And Jephthah sent messengers again unto the king of the children of Ammon again, and said unto him, thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from the land of Egypt and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea and came to Kadesh. Follow us. This is a Bible study. Judges 11. We are reading 17 down now. He said, then Israel sent messengers unto the king of Edom, saying, let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken thereto. And in like manner, they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel abode in Kadesh. When they went along through the wilderness and compassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab and came by the east side of Anon, but came not, okay, and came from the east side of the land of Moab and pitched on the other side of Anon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Anon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land unto my place. Jephthah was narrating everything to them, that Israel did not just take their land the way they are seeing it. Jephthah was now the one bargaining for his nation. But they came to seek him in the land of Tob. Because of our time, I want us to see from verse 28 down, howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which he sent to him. Jephthah didn't want them to fight the war. He wanted peace. But the king did not listen. 29 down, then the spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. And he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpeh of Gilead, and from Mizpeh of Gilead, and passed over unto the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord, and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord. I will offer it up for a burnt offering. When you have time, you just journey through that Judges 11 in your private time. The Lord will minister many things. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in that land. In that wilderness you are in is the time that you can, when I mean, get excessively filled with the Spirit. During that wilderness is a time that you can cry to God more for his spirits of grace. It's a time that you can cry and beckon to heaven more. That the Spirit should come upon you. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah during this season of his life. During this season of his life. Look at verse 30. Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fear deliver the children of Ammon into my hands. 31, then he said what he was going to do. In that your wilderness, have you made a covenant with God with all your heart? In that wilderness is a time that you can make a, enter a covenant, a treaty with God. It's a covenant keeping God. He entered the covenant. The covenant was, Lord, if you give me these people to destroy them, anything that comes into, that comes to greet me first, I sacrifice it to you. What happened? God is a covenant keeping God. God answered Jephthah, delivered the children of Ammon into his hands. One man had a squad that was stronger than that of his nation. It was not only by the strength of his army, but I saw Jephthah's victory via the covenant he entered with God. He entered the covenant with God. Many of us, we don't have covenants with God. We just live by chance. We just live as the day dawns. Have you made serious vows to God on things you will do for him in your life? On things you will do for him. And you follow up the covenant via prayers with a resolute heart. God will show up. He's a covenant keeping God. Is somebody listening? The land of Tob is a place where generals are made. Not only generals in the ministry like church and all of that. Generals also in different parastatals of life. In different mountains of life. In different mountains of life. I heard of a particular man that is influential. I will not call his name. I read from the man that he said every week of his life he fasts one day. There's a particular day in every week he does not eat. This man, I'm telling you, is a billionaire. He fasts every day. That was his covenant, and he's keeping to that. A billionaire in US dollars. Now, this particular person, he may not necessarily be a Christian per se. Are you hearing me? But that covenant will be working for him. But does not give him an entrance to heaven. I don't know if you understand. You that call upon the living God, what covenants have you entered with God? Into with God. I don't mean a covenant you just said with your lips and your heart is not there. No, God will not hear that one. Saying it from the depths of your heart. This was what Jephthah did. The land of Tob is a place of beauty. It's a place of beauty. In 1 Kings 17, the Bible said, God said, Elijah the Tishbite, live here where you are. Go into this place. I've commanded the ravens to feed you there. And you will drink from the brook. Share it. Elijah went. It was in verse 18, Elijah called on fire. But in verse 17, God had kept him in solitude. Nobody knew him. He was isolated. But in that isolation, God was building capacity in him. The Lord will build capacity in you in the name of Jesus. Capacity in ideas, in all ramifications. In all ramifications. In all ramifications. Make sure your spirit is always in connection with the throne room of heaven 24/7. Ideas will be rolling in that land of thought. In that rejection state, don't think it is over. It is in that situation that he said, I will make rivers in the wilderness. Rivers will be flowing. How can you imagine that Elijah was in that place and water was coming out of the rock for him, special water. He was drinking. And there was famine everywhere. There was no water in Israel. Because it was just even the one that said with his mouth that there should be no rain these 3.5 years. And the thing affected him. But he was not receiving miracle through it. In your land of thought, there is something God wants to impart in you. Or there is something he's imparting in you. But you need discernment to know what God is doing. So that you will not miss your season. Imagine if that time this thing was happening, Jephthah had not gathered himself, those people. He would have roasted in the wilderness. Maybe committed suicide like Judas. The land of Tob is a place of the making. It's a place of making. He said, except the corn of wheat falleth to the ground and dieth, it abideth alone. John 12:24. That time it dies. People say, okay, it has died. Ah, it has died. But before you know, it begins to grow again. They thought that the seed that fell to the ground had died and completely gone. But that seed began to bring forth leaves, and it grew into a mighty forest. That seed they thought had died. Where they thought you have died, you will grow. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause you to grow. The Lord will help your infirmities. In the land of Tob is a place of making. Is a place of making. Is a place of making. I started by saying this is a land of Tob for this mandate, God's Army Global. It's a land of Tob for us. It's a land of Tob for each and every one of us here. But it's for us to know what the Lord demands this season. Do you know that 2 Sundays ago I stood on this pulpit? I said we have had 42 downloads on our on the Bitlink where we posted our message. 42 downloads. As I'm speaking now, total we've had more than 1,000 downloads. More than 1,000. People are listening every day, messaging us. Before I came to church now, somebody else message from Sierra Leone, man of God, this and that, we want more of the messages. It's just spreading. And Jesus is glorified. From this land of Tob, we will now be taking roots downwards. So that by the time we begin to grow upward, high, even the devil will know that this is a planting of the Lord. A particular student, his name is Desmond, he messaged me from Asia. I've forgotten that particular country. He said, there was something he said in his message that touched me. And the idea is that we are still in a land of Tob that the Lord is making us. And in that making, it may seem like nothing is happening, but something is happening. In your life, it may seem like nothing is happening, but check where something is happening. It is for you to discern properly and know what is happening. Let me read the brother's message. He said, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor, sir. He said, why don't we hear such messages like this nowadays? He now said, why are they hiding this truth from us? He put some of those emojis like someone is crying. He said, sir, these messages are going global. Pray for us that God blesses us so that we can be sponsors, supporters. It has been on my mind. This is what a university student in Asia said. He is a medical student. I looked and I saw the hunger of this brother. And I saw that, okay, he has known the truth. So it takes you to know the truth before you can identify truth. Still in the land of Tob. We would have said, okay, Lord, that crowd we have been waiting has not come. So we are not going to preach it. No. God said no. In those days of little beginning, despise it not. Don't despise it. I really thank God for the few persons that are partnering with us monthly, no matter how little. I really thank God for them. Because the influence, the impact has been going. Another message me today again, Pastor Fola something something. That was in Nigeria here. Both pastors are getting blessed by the messages. It's a land of Tob that what the Lord spoke to us now is that he wants us to gather messages and start spreading to the nations. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is beckoning now for us as a church, as a ministry. Individually, there is something the Lord will be beckoning on us to build against the time to come. I said that season, my phone spoiled. I did not see the devil in it. I saw God in it. Many years ago. Because of that, nobody to call me, nobody to chat with me. Me and my Bible, day and night. And the Lord was just building capacity in me. So in that situation you are in, check properly. There is something the Lord wants you to build. There is something the Lord wants you to build. There's something the Lord wants you to build. A particular woman messaged me from Southern Africa. Her name is Virginia. She messaged me some days ago. I talked about it here. Is it 2 Sundays ago? Her son, her husband has been flirting around, even left her. This and that. I said, man of God, pray for me. This and that. I said, okay. Rather than that, listening to her messages, take them and be listening. She was listening to them. It was yesterday she messaged me. She even showed me the charts of her husband. Many of them listened to that midnight prayer and they began praying wildly. She showed me the message of her husband. Her husband was apologizing to her, saying, please forgive me for the first time. God restored her marriage. God restored her marriage. So from this place, the Lord is bringing restoration to destinies. So whether there are not 1,000 persons present, I know that restoration is coming to destinies. So I will not be bothered, because I still know that it is a land of top. It's a land of top that you just continue diligently there. A time will come that kings will come to your rising. That's what the Lord says. In that little business you are doing, that is as though nothing is happening. You sit down, you look into it. There is something the Lord wants you to do for it to expand. He said, Jephthah gathered valiant men unto himself. Can we read verse 3 again? Judges 11. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. You see, when you are absent from crowd, it is good. It is those seasons that you can find virtues inside of you. He left crowd. Eagles, they don't always flock like pigeons. They move highest in twos or threes. But pigeons, you see them, they will just cluster. No time for self-development. No capacity building. Jephthah fled from his brethren. He went one place. Before you know, ideas started rolling in. Before you know, he gathered an army in the jungle. An army will rise out of your destiny in the name of Jesus. An army will rise up. Jephthah did not begin to complain that his word has finished. That is one thing that is disturbing us today. We look for 10 people to blame. That is the cause of our problem. But Jephthah was just gathering until the time of the harvest came. He did not miss his visitation. Some persons have messaged me how they have gotten, solid for salvation, that they have been playing church long ago, but they listen to the message and now that their life is getting real alignment. So many of them. And it's this kind of work that the devil is interested in to fight. It's this kind of thing that the devil will want to fight. To see that thing that is called salvation, regeneration that is transforming lives, to see that it does not abound. But once the work does not threaten him, he will just give you free flow, because he's the prince and power of the air. I went to a meeting that was in Wuse two days ago. A particular general of God, which I respect, came for that meeting. He said something. He said, if you want to start hearing the undiluted truth, you hardly hear it in the television. That one is a story for another day. Because the devil knows what he fights. If the devil is fighting you, there is something in you he's interested in. There is something he's interested in that is making him fight. People are passing through a road and trees are there. And they carry stone, they are throwing stone. Check, they are not throwing stone on any fruit. It's a fruit that is ripe. That's what they want to stone, because that fruit is ripe. So all those stones that is being thrown into your destiny, you look properly, there is something they are looking for. It's time for you to make covenant with God. Enter a covenant. It's time for you to gather valiant men in the place of capacity, spiritually, mentally, all around, against the time to come. It's not a time to just say the world has ended. The world has not ended. Anything you pass through, somebody has passed through it even worse than that. So it's a time to ensure that you build capacity, because Nations will soon come and seek for you. Come and seek for what you carry. Unless you are not ready to deliver. Jephthah, in the land of Tob, he dwelt there. He lived there. I began to imagine, I entered the heart of Jephthah. How he must have felt when he went to that bush first of all. Can all of us picture this in our mind? How they pushed him. You know when they want to give you community embarrassment, no one is worse than that. They'll carry broom and sweep you out of the community. They swept him and only him entered the bush. Imagine what will happen to him that night alone. Imagine the kind of tears. Imagine the kind of cryings. Enter bush that night, he may not even see food to eat. He will need to go to strategic places to start looking for good trees that can produce fruit before you start eating. It will take time before he will start gathering valiant men. Imagine what Jephthah passed through. Today is not the day to even talk about Joseph. We are talking about Jephthah. Joseph is for another day. But Jephthah knew that the world had not ended there, in that land of Tob. He dwelt there. And he gathered valiant men. And the same people, not another person, the same people that rejected him, they were not begging him. They entered contract with him. Say, come and be our head. In fact, not just his brothers alone, the elders. Elders of the community. And at last, Jephthah delivered. You will deliver to your generation. In the name of Jesus. He delivered. He delivered. He was a sought after. He was a sought after. From the land of Tob. From the land of Tob, from this location we are talking about, is a geographical location in the spirit, the land of Tob. From this land, God has made generals in the place of evangelists, apostles, pastors, teachers. From this land, God has made people that imparted life, both in the sciences, technology, business, all around. God has raised people. People you hear today that the world knows. Among them, check the ones that are serving God. Watch what they pass through. Even the ones that are not serving God, that are serving idols, let them tell you their story, you marvel. Every man that the sun shines upon has an issue. Whether he's serving God or serving Satan. The people you celebrate on the TV, go listening to them one-on-one. If they tell you what they are passing through, you may say you cannot carry it. There's a particular deliverance minister. He prays pregnant women receive children anyhow. Prays anyhow. This man stayed 20 years. His wife had no child. 20 years. Was it at the 25th year or 23rd? That his wife now gave birth to triplets. 20 years, 21, no child for your wife. Or you pray, pregnant women are receiving their children. How do you explain that? It's not enough for you to drop Bible and go your way. It's not enough. Some people, 20 years is even too far. 10 years, they will tell God that, show me a sign. If by 1 year you don't, this Bible, you'll not see me again. And some will make that promise and keep to their promise. When I heard of this man's testimony, I was marveled. 23, I'll be 25 years of marriage. And the wife not give birth to triplets. Imagine what must have even been going through the minds of the congregation about their overseer, about their leader. That look at him and you pay for pregnant women, they are receiving. What about him? It was a land of Tob, a man like that passed through for 20 something years. Can you imagine? Many of us, the things we pass through is not, it has not even taken up to 3 or 4 years. But there is a hope today in the name of Jesus. There is a hope that from your land of Tob, the Lord will make you a rising sun. In the name of Jesus. He says, so shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. He shall arise with healing in his wings. And the wicked shall be trodden under his feet. No one that is under this utterance listening to this will die empty. In the name of Jesus, you will not die anyhow. You will not be useless in life. The Lord will make out of you something. In the name of Jesus. He said he sent his word and healed them. And delivered them from all their destructions. The Lord is sending through my mouth the word of your deliverance today. In that land of thought, the Lord will bring you out with a substance. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will bring you out. The Lord will bring you out. There's something I want us to see in the Psalms. And we are going to pray with that. In the land of Tob. From 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 that land God brought out a deliverer. From that land. Psalm 105:37. That's going to be our prayer focus. Psalm 105:37. If you have been rejected by situations and life, you are just in a queue. In a queue that God comes to pick people out and deliver them. So you don't need to worry. Psalm 105:37. He said, he, the Almighty, the Adonai, he brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Not one weak. He brought them forth with silver and with gold. Do you know who is talking? Do you know who is being referred to here? He is the Lord himself. The them is the children of Israel. He said he brought them out of Egypt with silver and gold. Do you know all the days they served in Egypt? That night, the Lord gave them silvers and golds from all the children of Egypt. And what they collected was enough for what they could have paid throughout their lifetime. They did not come out empty-handed from that land. From that thing you are going through, you will not come out empty-handed in the name of Jesus. They did not come out empty-handed from that land. Rise up on your feet. Say, Lord, what I am going through, I will not come out empty-handed. I will not come out empty-handed. I will not come out empty-handed. Kaya Mandalabosh. Jephthah did not come out of the land of Tob with an empty hand. He came out with substance. He came out with substance. Say, Lord, I am coming out of my land of Tob with substance. I am coming out with substance. I am coming out with substance. I am coming out with substance. I will not go empty-handed. Reba Shata Kaya Desha. Aye, aye, ya. Jenele ga hagana mo saya. Ikande saya la de saya. I am not coming out empty-handed. I am not coming out empty-handed. From my land of Tob, I am coming out with silver, coming out with gold, coming out with precious jewels. Yes, saya. Yes, talk to God. Say, Lord, I'm not coming out empty-handed. From this my situation, from this wilderness, we are not coming out empty-handed. You will take us to the wealthy place. Take us to the wealthy place. The place of your grace. The place of your joy. The place where rivers are flowing. They can't, Somebody cry to God. Cry to God. I am not coming out empty handed from this situation, from this affliction. I am not coming out empty handed. I am coming out receiver, coming out to go. Somebody call unto God. Cry unto God. Cry unto God. For in the days of your trouble, I will hear, says the Lord. La papa yakado, era papa yakato correcte, ilakada yadada dada, eshakada yakado, shakada, shakada yakado yakado, I hear the sound of victory, I hear the sound of triumph, Monday. The sound of victory, the sound of rejoicing, the sound of triumph. Amen. Look at verse as you're standing, the last prayer point. Look at verse 32. So Jephthah passed over the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. Into the hands of one man, the Lord delivered the nation. 33 down. And Jephthah smote, he destroyed them from Aroer even till thou come to minutes, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards. Imagine one man with his army defeating 20 cities. You know that he had eaten substance in the land of Tob. In that land of Tob, some of us should not just be saying we just want to come out like that empty handed. Make sure you have gathered something, because there is something the Lord wants you to gather against tomorrow. And unto the plain of vineyards, with a great slaughter, with a great slaughter, Jephthah defeated them. Thus, the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. 34. And Jephthah came to Mizpah to his house. Remember, he had a covenant with God. Remember. And behold, his daughter came to meet him with timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. He had no child, only this girl. And it came to pass, when he saw her, he tore his clothes. He said, "Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you are one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." In the old covenant, sacrifices of such were permitted, not in this new covenant. So in that their dispensation, this was legal. Jephthah said, the first person that comes to welcome me, Lord, I will give that person as a burnt offering to you. And the Lord heard him and gave him victory. Now, this same Jephthah, when he came to his house, it was his daughter that came to visit, that came to greet him. That his daughter, I'm talking about, his daughter was the only child. He had neither son nor any other person. It was only that girl. And Jephthah said, I've opened my mouth. I cannot what? Can. Some of us, why God does not take us serious is that when you open your mouth, you go back. Have you made a covenant with God? Open your mouth and you did not go back. Jephthah said, I have opened my mouth. Kaya, I cannot go back. That is a heart that receives from God. It's a resolute heart. And Jephthah did what he was to do. Can you open your mouth today? Or if you're not ready, you go to your house and do it. Enter a covenant with God. You know that land of Tob, that situation you've been passing through. You enter a covenant with God and say, Lord, this is my part, this is your part. I don't know what that covenant could be. But Jephthah made a covenant before God gave him this victory. Enter a covenant with God. If you're not ready for it, you do it in your house. Enter a covenant with God. Say, Lord, this thing that I've been waiting for you, when you do it, don't even say if you do it, when, because God will do it. Say, when you do it, this is what I will do. Enter a covenant with God. They call him a covenant keeping God. He's not unfaithful. God had a covenant with Abraham and he swore by his own self. There was nothing else above him. He said, I swear by myself. Enter a covenant with God in that thing you are passing through. Say, Lord, as you, Maya Katabayaba, when you do this, this is what will happen. Enter a covenant with God. Jana, Jana, Jante Lande Andaiga, Akalabaradesha. Yeah, aye, 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 aye. Langomena, Sandela, Gadaga, Lagadaga, Lagadaga, Lagada. Iraga de Gelagadi Galaganamosa, Irokoto Melesina, Yesunana de la de Nayana, O Nayana de Sande Bayokum Belahata. This is a prayer point that you need to complete when you get home. Maybe you're listening to this message wherever you are. It's a prayer point you need to continue when you stop the message. As you enter a covenant with God, the Lord will be faithful to his own part. And the Lord will give you grace to fulfill your part. In the name of Jesus. As you enter the covenant with God, we don't need to pray for him to be faithful. He's faithful. He's not just called faithful by name. He's faithful. What is faithful? God is faithful. Then the Lord will give us grace to fulfill our part. The Lord will open a door for us and no man can shut. The Lord will open a door and no one can shut in our lives. Open. It is he that opens and no man can shut. He said, I am he that hath the keys of David. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the Messiah.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234 8080 620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service. and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.